Mm-hmm.
And that's an interesting thing, because it's interesting to see how, for instance, how the attitude of your generation might differ or be the same as same as Mr. Abel's.
Well, now, I don't think that our attitude towards evolution has changed, but I don't think that the Stokes trial is as important to us as for what it stood for, what it represented, as it is to Mr. Abel's generation.
Did they show the movie, Reach the Wild Wind?
It was here, and very, very much part of the community there for a while, but I didn't see it. They brought Mr. Stokes back, and he came into town and revisited the town, and of course he was welcomed back with open arms, and I think that the mayor at that time was Dr. Rogers, and they presented him with the key to the city, and he met with all the town people, you know. And I think just the impression that I got, of course, I didn't know that all this was taking place when it took place, but I've seen the brochures that were put out about this and copies of newspaper publicities. I think they were grateful for Mr. Stokes for what he's done. And then I met Mr. Stokes not too long ago here before he died, and they were here to make I don't know what you would call it.
A television documentary.
Kind of a documentary on the trial and how the things have changed. And
the 50th, or the, maybe it was the 40th, or it was 1945. It seemed like last year there was something on television, but he died just shortly after.
Yeah. But it's been about 3 years, I think. Three or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just starting in high school, and there was some occasion, I forget what it was now, at that time, not related to Mr. Stokes being here, but I can't remember just exactly when it was, but he was here to film this documentary, and of course, again, it was a big thing for Dayton, and I think that the townspeople were very glad to see him back. I mean, he was welcomed back, not as the teacher who taught evolution, but as the man who put Dayton on the map.
What about your mother's formal education?
Well, she, of course, graduated elementary school and high school. And she graduated business college and worked as a nurse part-time. But she's never, that was back before I was born. And since I've been born, she's been a housewife.
And how about your father's
Well, I can't tell you too much about his education. I don't know too much about it. He didn't go to college. He's been with the National Guard full-time with them for about 20 years. And he served as unit administrator for the Dayton Guard. And when they recently closed the unit out here in Dayton and transferred all of the members to different units around, and he with the group in Athens now.
Uh-huh.
We commute back and forth.
Yeah. How far is Athens?
It's about 45 miles.
Right. Is he in the National Guard then right now?
Yes.
Is he an officer in the...
No, he's first sergeant.
I see.
I believe
I meant to be some kind of he is a member of the guard rather.